Is that it, Tuesday?
The clinic will be held.
We'll be taught radio by George.
How to Mix Symposium will be held.
All right. How to do radio. Somebody better call Commander Dunham and make sure he's on board for Tuesday.
Make sure he doesn't have a hair appointment or something.
Right.
Make sure he's not going to the spa that day. Gribbs, are you...
Thumbs on the case. Hey,
don't worry.
Hey,
a steady hand is on the helm.
A message has already been left with Her Highness.
Superb.
Hey,
Well, today is Wednesday, November 16th, the 320th day of the year. There are 45 days left.
How did that come about?
That's when we got
was
cut off.
Was it Derek Harper?
Was it?
No, it was a different one.
It was when we were at... No, that was Rob Pettiti. Right?
Yeah, that's who it was. Because Tom panicked when there was dead air for a second, knowing that the guys had left. And so that was his first words to Rob Pettiti. Hey, Tom here.
Hey,
Hey, listen. You know, I'm a simple producer. I'm just trying to make the best out of a horrible situation.
Hey, God,
you're a radio genius.
No, I'm not.
You've been anointed as such.
I mean, that was a mistake.
You were brought on board for the express purpose of saving an outlet single-handedly. Who here can say that?
I mean, who was smart enough to drive a van around ticket stock?
Hey,
good point.
You're the.
I apologize, Rob. It looks like we just lost Bob and Dan. We just lost their connection. They're on remote today.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Rob Pettiti.
You're the...
I take it back. Boy, that's Radio Gold.
Boy, he sounds terribly interested in that interview anyway, doesn't he?
Oh, I beat him down off the air before the interview so badly, and now he's going to be put on the air with me?
You're the ticket puppet master, Tom. We just all dance to however you lift our strings.
That's true.
George, just talk to you.
That's true. Go to page 5 on the script now.
Hey, sorry, I was eating an insulin sandwich.
Let me stall here just for a few minutes.
On this day in 1864, Union General William T. Sherman and his troops began their march to the sea during the Civil War.
That's a good man.
I wish I was.
I believe they burned Atlanta.
Much like Green Bay on Sunday. They marched into Atlanta and marched over the W.
Became the first president to attend a regular season NFL game while in office.
Cowboys, Redskins.
That's right. Called a play-in, too, to George Allen.
Yo. 41-28.
Did you guys hear the quad, you know?
The Cowboys beat the Redskins.
From Madden the other night?
No. Bad radio just played it.
No. That's triple.
Who are you asking?
No, we played a quad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I just heard?
Yeah. You know, nose tackle. Ferguson is, you're taking on blocks, you're in there in the middle, you know, stuff is running in here.
Don't know that we ever came across a quad.
That's a very rare quad.
The quad?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a nice little bullet point for him. But does it really compare?
That's probably not that kind of quad.
Is he the only guy ever to have a triple?
Who?
Madden?
No.
There have been numerous triples.
You're talking about, that's like perfect game status. 12, 13 people have done that.
But he is like, he's like Nolan Ryan in that he's had like a ton of triples, you know?
He does triples every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's fat.
And for about the...
Yeah, he's fat.
And he was a gay.
Simplistic phrases that he throws out there. You know, it's good when defensive tackles make tackles.
What does he get paid? $15 million a year, something crazy?
Hey, here's a guy that loves football.
You know, he was funny in the days of Boom and stuff.
Yeah, he's no Chris Berman, is he, Mike?
No, he certainly is not.
Your leader.
He is your leader.
There's no question that Chris Berman is Mike's leader.
We found your leader.
I have multiple leaders.
Wearing a swami hat.
What day do you report to your leader?
I'm still waiting for him to call me. I don't think he's aware of my existence.
Oh, you report to him on Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Shocker.
In birthday news, Former ticket man, Eric Earp.
Who the hell's he?
Is still on the birthday list.
Good Aggie.
I miss
him. Is he gone?
Yeah.
Why is it that you Aggies wear those big rings?
He's off to make good money.
How much does he make?
Oh, I don't know. More than he made here.
Fish make? How much did fish make when you were his boss?
Well, that's a weird transition.
Less or more than Eric Earp.
Probably about the same.
Seriously, but you knew the Patriots.
Yeah,
you handed them out, right?
Yeah, I knew, basically.
So what did he make?
I'm not telling you.
It's been enough years have gone by.
No, it hasn't.
What size number one bonuses would he generally demand?
None.
Yeah, what kind of bonus plan do they have for getting more than 10 listeners?
All right.
Here's
what? Or did they get a bonus for if you just showed up in the ratings?
Dude, look, if you just get like a .1, we'll
get a great agent. That's what he negotiated.
We'll get
his
$50. And he never showed
up. At work.
How much?
No hash marks. Here's some handsome raise.
How much did six people at a road show get him?
Nothing. Nothing. Let's move on. Back to you.
Come on, Tom.
Hey, I'm not talking salaries with you guys. We've already talked about this.
We've never even touched on this before.
Yeah, we have. Shut up. Yes, we have. Many times.
Okay.
Hey, a lot of people want to know.
How much of
Nobody
Tommy
wants
Daniels'
to know.
Salary did he get when you got him fired?
He didn't get any of his salary, sir.
Did he sell the poster on eBay?
What happened to that money? How did you reallocate that?
Oh, that went back into Clear Channel's coffers. That didn't go to anybody.
So Clear Channel got Tommy fired three times, not you?
I didn't fire him three times.
Over the phone? Or by Etch-a-Sketch or whatever
Tommy,
you did.
I wanted to leave you a message.
I can't help that. You fired
the carrier pigeon involved
once?
No, you didn't fire him over the phone, did you?
I was talking to him, and I told him to come in. I had something I needed to talk to him about, and he demanded to know what it was about.
Well, you're the boss. You can just say, hey, look, I'm not going to get on this over the phone.
Well, Tommy wasn't having any of that. He demanded to know. After about 15 minutes of that, I had enough of that.
Gribbs did his, I've got some...
Hey, is that how you started the conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta let you go.
All the sorry things I've ever heard in my life.
This is
firing a good man like Tommy Daniels over the phone.
Yeah, he demanded it.
Just because he got bit by a spider, you fired him.
He demanded to be fired?
He demanded to be fired on the phone. He did.
This is the toughest thing a manager has to do.
I hated doing it.
I really hate doing it.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
He slowly took off his Michael Pecca jersey. Folded it up. Right.
This is tough, Tommy, but...
Set it beside the Bob McAdoo.
And the Jim
fish
Kelly,
said I
which was
to do
next
this.
To the Randy Smith.
Right.
The Reggie... That's a tough
thing. Right there.
Yeah. The Ernie DiGregorio in there somewhere.
Happy birthday here at the station to Melissa Saldana Haley.
Hey now.
She must have got married, huh?
Yeah, she got married?
I guess.
I don't
know what she's doing that for.
The Cookie Gilchrist, perhaps.
Well, congratulations. Maybe the Albert Golden Wheels Dubinion in there somewhere.
Dude, what if all those people were as efficient as Jamie and Melissa?
The Tom Sestak.
It would be a lot better.
Didn't you say you could have either one of them?
Jamie or Melissa?
Yeah.
I think I said that, yeah.
Okay.
Greg.
Attaboy.
The Al B. Miller.
Jamie has the whitest teeth in the world.
The Billy Shaw.
She sure does.
I haven't noticed.
They're incredibly white.
When I look at her, I just see human.
The Ray Carlton.
I just see coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Zena Garrison Jackson is 42.
Black.
Dwight Gooden is 41.
I just see her as a person.
I do, too.
Corey Pavin is 46.
Lee Singer.
Lure. Mustache.
Hall & Oates. Not anymore.
JoJo White.
Not the lead singer of Hall & Oates.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Lisa Bonet is 38.
Yeah. I would. You may have seen that lately?
Yes.
And she looks tremendous.
Bonet.
She saved the Cosby Show for a good 5 years.
Diana Krall is 41.
Saved Angel Heart, too.
Oh, she got naked in that movie.
Overrated.
What?
Rancho Bernardo used to listen
Diana
to
Krall.
She's not overrated. She's great.
God.
She's got Carl mouth.
Marg Helgenberger
she's got what?
Is 47.
Carl mouth. What
Lisa
is Carl
Bonet?
Mouth?
Lisa Bonet does not have Carl
it's a,
mouth.
No. It's a cousin of Eddie Money Mouth is what
right.
it is.
Diana Krall has Carl mouth?
Yeah, she does.
Who's Carl? Carl Wilson?
Seedwish.
Right. No, it's it's Caddyshack.
What do you do?
You just gonna talk out of the shut your mouth.
Eddie Money.
He doesn't have a speech problem. He's just retarded.
Well, Diana Krall doesn't have that.
Yes, she does.
Pretty sure.
She does.
Pretty.
Yeah,
Diana Krall.
She does? Yeah. I never noticed that.
Yes.
Looks like it's every day.
Where are you living now? You over at...
She's married to Elvis Costello.
Oh, he loves Carl Mouth.
Cinderella story, about to become Masters champion.
All right, here are some spare birthdays for you.
You think the commander's approving of the presentation today?
You know, that's the one mistake that we made at training camp was when George and I came back a couple nights from hitting the town and we both forgot our keys. We walk up to the front desk and I had a British accent demanding that the Commander Dunham receive his keys immediately. George is so drunk, like, that's right, the commander needs some sleep.
But it was Commander Dunham staying in, I mean, this big British rough guy, right? But yet he's staying in a Marriott in just a regular room.
Pardon us, but the commander, he forgot his key.
That's right, I need it.
Frank Bruno is 44.
Boxer.
West Wing.
No, boxer's right. Hmm. Haji is 34. Mustafa Haji.
Did he cut his own throat?
Soccer great.
It said it came out that he had a black baby.
Chris Haney is 37.
Green Acres.
Royals.
Lee Haney's son.
Astronaut.
Terry Labonte, 49.
Texan.
Texas.
All
Terry.
I want to do is race, Daddy.
Texas. And Cedric Shaw is 32. Cedric Shaw. Back to you, Dan.
What about Ernie Worlick and Tom Dane?
Don Clendenin?
Don't see them on here, believe it or not. Back to you, Dan.
And Tommy Daniels has their jerseys.
Still with you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Burgess Meredith.
He will be missed. Now, he's known more as Mickey than the penguin.
Penguin?
There is no question. Grego, Rocky?
Greg.
Also born on this day, now dead, the great Harvey Martin.
Wow.
You know, he was on such. Don't play nothing. Nothing on the great Harvey Martin.
Died.
I'll not put up with it.
Could he make it in today's NFL against the black man?
Did he really die? Was it that long ago? 2001?
Yep.
Wow.
Could he make it in today?
I thought it was more recent.
He would be the same as he was. He'd be dominating. Just like he was. Ooh, that's a big black man. Damn right he was. And a mean black man. Clarence
dead on
Hill.
This day,
a sweet
still
black
dead.
Man, too,
like
though. Clarence Hill, you bastard you.
Dead on this day, still dead, Clark Gable.
Hey!
And Moses Cleveland, who founded...
him to blame, huh?
And
I'm sure the commander's happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Gribbs, just yes or no on my question.
Yes.
Yes?
Hey, yes.
All right, well, then I slip one by everyone. I thought I did, but I had Gribbs check to make sure.
Who?
Dwight Gooden.
I didn't even hear you say Dwight Gooden.
Stick that in your...
I never heard you even say Dwight Gooden.
I didn't hear him mentioned.
Corby.
Because I would have said that. No, you didn't say Dwight Gooden.
Oh, I did.
No, you didn't.
Roll back the tape.
Let's do this segment over.
All right. Roll back the tape.
Stop. Tyler?
Bingo, bingo,
not
bingo.
Not far today, doesn't suck.
Come on.
Has anyone seen him up here lately?
Who?
He's still working, Tyler?
Yeah, he's working like Saturday overnight.
Boy, you rub that in his face, don't you, Groob?
Oh, yeah.
Look at me, I'm 11.
He doesn't listen to me anyway, though.
He doesn't? He works for the ticket or for Clint?
Doesn't he, Groobs?
For the ticket.
Hey, Ghana.
Hey,
do you think you have scoreboard on Tyler Groobs?
No. I don't believe in scoreboard on people.
Where did Ghana play before?
Because he feared that Tyler would kick his ass.
Where did he play what?
See, they're both SMU.
Where did he play before Dallas?
Can't reach. On a jump, Cleveland.
Well.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun,
dun. Okay.
All right.
Dan, are you really from Cleveland?
How can George improve this?
I don't know, but he thinks he can.
Once hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
I'm the 6, you're the 9.
Oh.
God.
Is that Norm?
Oh, that's painful. God.
Is that from the other day? Is that the email?
That was from when I was in studio yesterday with him, yeah.
That was Norm? That hadn't been doctored?
I got a bunch of...
No, that was...
All right, just don't worry about it. We're Bruce. Playing that. Don't worry about that. We're comparing wheezes.
No way, Groove.
With KTDK Sanger.